Let's finish the inyan that we had yesterday regarding the Sukkah Barosh HaGol, Barosh HaSfina, and then we'll go on to the last Tosfos and hopefully the Baal HaMor, the Ramban as well. Every Tosfos is a sugya in its own right. We'll try to do it to the extent that we can to mitzamtzim ourselves, but just to get clear pshat here, the Tosfos later, the Tosfos Rush. Okay, the Gemara mentions in the list of the Eight Tanoim, Abaye list Eight Tanoim Uhot Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan, and one of them is Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara quotes the Braisa, and the Girsa that we have in front of us, there are two cases mentioned where Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel disagree. One is a case of Sukkah Barosh HaGola, the other is a case of Sukkah Barosh HaSfina, and Rabbi Akiva says it's fine, Rabbi Gamliel posel. Tosis notes, based on the Sugya later, Daf Chav Gimel, that L'chaira, the Girsa should not be Rosh HaAgola. The Girsa should just be Rosh HaSfina, because that's the only case that there's a machokis about. In other words, the Mishnah there talks about both cases, because the Mishnah doesn't mention the other opinion. The Mishnah goes to Rabbi Akiva. So the Mishnah mentions Rosh HaAgola, Rosh HaSfina, Kshera. That's because both cases are kosher. But then you have the case of the Braisa, that there's a machokis of Gamliel Posel, that's specific to the case of Rosh HaSfina. Tosis quotes from the Gemara Chav Gimel. The Gemara sets up what is the machlokes, what's the case that Rabbi Gamliel and Akiva disagree about. It says the Gemara, in a case where the sukkah, that's Barosh HaSfina, could withstand a ruach mitsuya diyabosha, but could not withstand the ruach mitsuya of the yam, which is the equivalent of ruach she'ena mitsuya of yabosha. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says that it's kasher because he holds sukkah diras arai ve'inan. And as long as it can withstand a wind of Yabasha, that's good enough to consider it a valid sukkah. Gamliel's standard is that sukkah is diras keva, and therefore it has to have the capacity to withstand the ruach of the yam, which is where it is right now. It's a higher level. Obviously, this requires itself more havana. Exactly why is this the litmus test? But that's the Gemara. So Tosa says, L'chor, that's a unique machlokas, that's specific to the case of Rosh HaSfina. So therefore, the issue of Rosh HaGola is not relevant to that machlokas, and therefore, HaKol Modim, that would be kasha. This is what Tosa says, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam and B'Shem Derach. But then Tosa says, Mi'u Yesh Lidchos. And the reason why Tosfos says adding more is because obviously there's another view, and that's obviously Shitas Rashi. Rashi does in fact hold that there's a machlokes by both cases. In other words, Rosh HaGola would be only kosher for Rabbi Akiva and not for Rav Gamliel. And that also plays into the machlokes of Diras Arai, Diras Keva. So how does that fit with what the Gemara says about Svina being the machlokes about Ruach Mitzuya Diyabasha, Ruach Mitzuya Diyam? So Tosus, again, just the words of our Tosus here, Mil Yesh Lidchos, Dechihai Gavna Omar Yechol Lama Baruch Mitzuya Da'oretz, En Yechol Lama Baruch Mitzuya Shabrosha Agola, Kema Denaida. In other words, take the Gemara's logic on Chav Gimel, Benogea, Sukkah, Rosh HaSfina, and plug it in to Rosh HaAgola. In other words, it has the ability to withstand some type of a ruach, namely the ruach that's not Barosh HaGola, the ruach of the Aretz, but it doesn't have the capacity to withstand the ruach Shabarosh HaGola. We ourselves wondered, and maybe this is what Tosfos HaRash is bothered by, what is the point? Rosh HaGola is a different type of ruach, right? Because why? Because it's higher up, because it's moving. I mean, when it makes a sukkah Rosh HaGag, I presume it's also a different type of ruach than it is Ba'aretz. And we don't find over there that it's good enough if it would withstand the ruach of the Aretz, or maybe it is, but like we don't find that that should be an issue to be discussing. So why suddenly do we talk about this by Rosh HaGola? By Sfina, I understand. Sfina is a whole different reality. You're in the middle of the sea, it's a different ruach of the sea, but when you're talking about altitudes, so again, unless you say, because it's neither, that makes it like a new type of a situation, because the agola is moving, so that's also like a unique situation that's distinct from Aretz. Otherwise, you don't find that you should make chiluk in between, you know, the ruach, this altitude, that high, The Tosas HaRash doesn't buy this either. The Tosas HaRash later and Chav Gimel. He says, that was the Gemara says, Benegea Svina, of Ruach Mitzuya Diabash, Ruach Mitzuya Diyam, he says, Digaba Lo Shayach Lomar, meaning by Agola, Lo Shayach Lomar, the Prigi, be a Cholama, Ruach Mitzuya Sheba Oretz, the Eni Cholama, Ruach Mitzuya Sheba Rosha Agola. He doesn't elaborate. He says, don't tell me that you can take the same type of litmus test of the Gemara by Svina and say, so by Agola it's going to be similar, that it could be enough to withstand the Ruach of the Oretz, but not the Ruach HaRosh HaGala. That's not a good test to make. When it comes to Sfina and Yam, yes, but not by HaGala versus Oretz. It doesn't say why, but I imagine one could say because you don't do that. You don't start saying, well, this is this high, this is that high. Well, the Maaseh Tosfos didn't say it quite that way. Tosfos says because of neither. So maybe that's what makes it a unique situation of a Ruach when it's moving. It's a different Ruach that you're dealing with. In any case, what does Tosfos say to reject it? He says, "V'lo mistava klal." Don't tell me that the machlokes by Agola would also depend on this issue of, like we say by Svina, could it withstand a different ruach, not the ruach HaRosh HaAgola? Because the elameyata lifkigu besuka sheRosh HaAgola came in the naida mischazi karoi. What does Tosfos seem to be asking? That once you're bringing in the factor of Naida, which is why you tell me the Ruach is different by the Agala, because it moves, so then why do you have to tell me the issue has to do with the fact that it could withstand Ruach of the Oretz, but not the Ruach on the moving wagon? Just say that the reason why it's no good for Rabbi Gamliel by Rosh HaAgola is because it has an Arai aspect to it, because it's moving. That alone, a sukkah that's on surface that moves is considered araidic, it's not keva. In other words, you don't have to talk about the issue in terms of the ruach of the agala because of naida and the ruach of aretz. Just say the notion of why it's not called diras keva is because of naida, that alone. Furthermore, now, again, let's be armah, we'll soon see Rashi. What does Rashi say? That very svar. But Tosfos is concerned because Tosfos wants it to fit with what the Gemara says. The Gemara only discusses Rabbi Gamliel's problem of Diras Keva disqualifying such a sukkah is the issue that Gemara discusses vis-a-vis Svina. But Lamaisa, if you stop right here, this L'chora is what Rashi says. Rashi Bayas on our Gemara. Rashi says, "Brosha svina she gevoa meod kisvina sayam shen gedol es v'ruach baba okarata." The fact that it wouldn't withstand the ruach of the yam, so as the story goes with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Kiva in the sukkah over there, the ruach is going to uproot it. So that's the reason why it's not called keva. It couldn't withstand the ruach where it is. Brosha gola nami. That's the issue also of diras arai versus diras keva. Kema denaidi mischazi kein arai. It has a certain appearance and aspect of a ride because it moves. Kvius means it's not moving. It's in one place. It's stationary. That's Mamish Rashi's pshat. So what Tosfos says right now, Tosfos says, but wait, so, why not just say that? But Rashi says that's exactly the pshat. Rashi here, Rashi also, later on. The Mishnah on Chav Beis Amid Beis. So the Mishnah goes like, the same Shera, and it's going in both cases. According to Rashi, both cases are Shani b'machlokes. Both cases are Shitas Rabbi Gamliel versus Rabbi Akiva versus Rabbi Gamliel. So Rashi says, "Rosh Hagala afa gav the metaltelo v'lo kviya." Even though it's moving, and it's not stationary. Rosh Hasvina, that's the fact that the ruach is going to uproot it. Kshera, and look at the next Rashi. Kshera, didira sarai sagiva. That's the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. If you hold that you need Diras Keva, then neither case would be good. And the reason for Diras Keva disqualifying Agola is because it's Metaltala, Velo Kviya. So this is exactly Rashi's Mahalach. Comes up that the two issues are two different reasons why it's not called keva. So now we get to the next part of Tosus. So Tosus probably anticipated that you could say that. But then that's the old kasha of Tosus. Tosus says, so then make the machokas be about by agala because of naida. No, Rashi did that. Tosus is the old kasha. The brosha svina nami naidi. In other words, if the problem by Agala is the fact that it's moving, so then the same exact problem of Naida is existing by Sfina. The Sfina is moving. So then why does the Gemara have to create a whole new litmus test to explain why Sfina is not called Keva? Because of the Ruach that could come, the Ruach that's present right now in the Yam is going to uproot it, so it can't withstand that Ruach. That's why it's called Arai, not Keva. Say the fact that it's moving. The same issue that has to do with disqualifying Sukkah, Rosh HaGola, is what you disqualify Sukkah, Shirosh HaSfina. So L'chor, this Kasha, we could directly ask on Rashi. In other words, everything until now is Shitas Rashi. Rashi says, apparently there are two different problems of why it's called Arai and it's not called Keva, by Rosh HaGola because of Naida, and by Rosh HaSfina because the Ruach will be Okerit, because right now we can't withstand the Ruach of the Yam. But no, why can't you just use the same reason that you used for Rosh HaGola and apply that to Rosh HaSfina? So for this, Tosus says this is what to say, and that's what he's mitzayin later in the second parak. Before we see what Tosus says, Tosus gives a svar. We'll see the Tosus in the context. Maybe there's a svar we could say. I believe the Rashash suggested. Maybe someone could think of it. A svar lechalek between the night of Agala and the night of Svina. Go ahead.
Agala, you feel every single bump, like when you're moving. But like, you know, like,
say better. Okay, so you're on the right track. So what does that really suggest? What is it that's
so
neither?
More, so more,
what is really that's neither?
The sukkah on
you.
The
what?
You know
as
much as
sukkah. By the sukkah is the water.
The water.
By the agala,
the agala itself, which is where the sukkah is on, that's moving. What's happening in the svina is, what's really propelling is the water.
It's like a speedboat would be different.
Like
that's clearly.
So we didn't have speedboats in the time of the Gemara, right?
That's saying any type of force.
I don't know. I think this is what the Rashash says. The Gemara has such a svar also. More as in terms of chatzim haleches, the svara. Let's see if he quotes it. Maybe it's later. Okay, I don't remember. It's maybe not here. Maybe it's there. I thought it was Rosh. Oh, I'm not looking at Rosh. Oh, yeah, so again here. Anias Dadi Yeshlomer. Yeah. He quotes more about Messiah. Damish, it quotes that Gemara. Anias Dadi Yeshlomer, Mishim de Svina, Menach Naicha, Umayu de Kamamtila. Gemara about Messiah Tesla Mibes. The Gemara talks about a Chassar and Chatzim Halachas. That you can't have a Chatzim Ikon if it's Malachas. Gemara makes the distinction that when it comes to Svina, it could be it's not a chesan of chatzim haleches because the motion is a function of the water, not of the guf hadavar of the chatzim. So if it's being moved by something else that's propelling it, it's not its own, it's not the etzim called haleches. The etzim, it's stationary, but something else is what's moving it from place to place. So he wants to borrow that svara quite over here, that the chesaron of arai, versus that it's not called keva, is only a chesaron in the case of agala, where the agala itself is what's moving. The motion, the propelling motion is in the agala itself. Mashenkin in the case of spina, where it's coming from something external. It's an interesting svara, a koponin. Maybe that Rashi would be held that way, or maybe the answer is what Tosus himself refers to. What does Tosus say? Yesh li yashev k'moshe farish k'haman b'resha yashin gavi sukkah shesamcha b'kari amita. So let's see what Tosus is referring to. And here we have another example of a psul al derech, the psul of agalah of the Rashi, according to Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara. And in that context, Tosus brings us back to Rosh HaGola and asks the same kasha. that if that's the chesaron by mita that we're now about to look at, why not say the same thing by sfina? And Tosis gives the chiluk that he's alluding to, which he doesn't reveal here, but we'll get to see the secret in reading the Tosis on Chaf Aleph, which probably you saw already, but we'll see it inside. So what do you have in the Mishnah there? Okay, so somech sukasa bekare hamita. Tanakama says ksheir yida omer, if it can't stand by itself, sula. If the sukkah needs the support of kari hamita, so that means that the without that, if without the support of the bedpost, the sukkah would collapse. If Yuda says it's not going to be a kosher sukkah, so why not? So the Gemara has two reasons in the Gemara why Rabbi Yehuda passes. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, pligib Rabbi Zer Rabbi Abba Bamamo, chad amar pnei she'en lo keva. And this itself is going to have a machokas rishonim what it means. The chad amar pnei she'mamida b'davar makabel tuma. So one reason given is because of en lo keva. And the other one is this notion of maimid. We know that schach cannot be made midavar amakabel tuma. How, according to this second reason, in the Gemara, there's a problem of being maimid midavar amakabel tuma. The Gemara gives an afkamina that where you have keva, but you'd have the other problem would still exist. According to the second Manda Amar, there'd be a problem based on that. What does engel keva mean? Comes Rashi and says pshat. Engel keva ties us in to this issue of sukkah, diras sarai, and diras keva. Engel keva shem talteles ayidei mita. Rav Yehuda tamei dama sukkah diras keva beina. So why does Rav Yehuda passel this? Because sukkah, Rav Yehuda holds, you need diras keva. And because mitalteles ayidei mita, since the mita moves, the sukkah moves, so that's a certain chesaron in keva. So here you have another Rabbi Yehuda, who here you certainly see this requiring a diras keva. Lefishitas Rashi, that's the pshat in the Gemara engel keva, because it doesn't have keva, because the sukkah moves with the mita and the mita supporting it. That's the problem according to Rabbi Yehuda. Again, there are other pshatim in engel keva, but this is Rashi. And this goes, obviously, following the previous Mishnah that also says that the idea of why Rabbi Yehuda is matir in the case of the earlier Mishnah that we saw yesterday, that if Yashin tachas amita v'sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda holds yatsay deichol vaso. What did the Gemara say for that? Ibar yisayim on amibay is the same amud. That the reason why is because lo asi ol arai umevata ol keva. So you have back-to-back Mishnah Sufi Rashi that are based on Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei that sukkah's diras keva be'ina. Comes Tosfos and says, oh, now that we have this second Rabbi Yehuda and the second Mishnah of the second Perek that explains the basis for the psul of this, Mita supports the Sukkah because Engel Keva, meaning because it's moving through the Mita, so the Sukkah can be moved. Says Tosfos, according to this Pshat of Rashi, Kach Pirish Bekutus Ufi Svara Zu, so now we see that there's a Chesaron in Keva if the Sukkah moves. If that's the pshat here in the Gemara, according to this man, the Amar, Matsino lemeimar, the pligi nami besukkah shibrosh ha'agola. That means that we can look at Chav Beis, Amid Beis, a daf ahead, and then say that which the Gemara refers to a machlokus of Gamlu Rabbi Akiva, benugea sfina. It's not just benugea sfina. It's the Brisa actually mentions both cases of the Mishnah. Both cases of the Mishnah are kosher only according to Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Gamlu. Were I not to learn pshat this way, then I don't have any evidence that there's a chesaron of diras keva versus diras arai if it's metalteles, if it moves. But Rashi is learning pshat she'engel keva because it moves. Now we can plug in the machokes of Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Akiva about a gola too. This is what Tosa says. Metzina lomed the plikinav yitzukis shabrosh agola v'garis shapir le'el perakamu. We can go back to the gears on Dav Zainam Beis and also on Dav Chav Gimel come up a pirkin. We know that in one place you have a gola and in one place you don't. But meanwhile, we can put it in both places. The Rosh Hagala, Gabi Pukta, Rabbi Gamil, Rabbi Akiva, Rosh Hasfina, Rosh Hagala, Nami Pligi. Okay, this is Shitas Rashi. Comes Tosis now with the problem that he has concluded our Tosis with, and he sends us to this Tosis now. Vaha, Demod, Rabbi Gamil, Rosh Hasfina, Dikshera, Hecha, Dikholam, Ruch, She'ena, Mitsuya, Diabasha. In other words, what is Tosis asking in different words? L'chaira, the problem of a gola should apply to Svina. You don't need a new reason for Svina. But to put in other terms the same question, meaning there should be a case that we're machshir by Svina that should not be good because of the problem of a gola. Let's remember the sugya of Chav Gimel. What did Abaye set up? Where does Rabbi Gamliel pasul Svina? If it can withstand, if it withstand the abash, if it can withstand the yam. But let's say it can withstand the yam's ruach as well, it'll be fine. Wait a second. But it should not be fine because it's not called keva. For what reason? It's not. It's another way of asking the same kasha Tosis asked by us. In other words, tepek lei, the one problem of agola is the same problem as Svina, and therefore it shouldn't matter that it can withstand the ruach of the yam. It's not. Mamish the kasha Tosis left us with over here, and this Tosis is now spelling it out. And Tosis in Dav Zayin says, ah, l'fima, k'mo shafar shel kaman. So what is it? Here it is. K'mo shafar shel kaman. Here it is. V'had the moder of Gamliel, that which Gamliel agrees, b'rosh ha-Svina, d'ksheira, hechad yechol lamad, ruach she'en mitziya di'abasha, k'en aminu kaman, afal gav de mitalteles aydei ha-Svina, ay, it's moving. Shiny Svina, the Urcha Bahachi. The Chashiva Keva, Afagav de Mitalteles. So here, the 90 doesn't create a problem. It's still called Keva. Why? Because the Darka Bekach. Now, the Svina, that's the norm. That's the normal thing. The Svina moves in the water. So a 90 of Urcha Bahachi doesn't take away the Chisaron of Keva. That doesn't create a Chisaron of Arai and doesn't take away the Din of Keva. That's Tosus Chilk that he didn't tell us exactly what it is, but that's the issue for Rashi. Comes out that it's not just automatic that because it's naidi, it's a problem. It depends on the context. By agola, naidi creates a problem that it's not a diras kava. By svina, it's not that. Yentosis goes on now and works out that that's him. Everyone has to deal with the issue of enla kava, even the other mandama. Good. So this is basically how to work out the question of Rosh HaGogah and Rosh HaSvina, whether it's a machokis in both cases, only a machokis by Svina. Yeah. Menachem points out there's a lot in the run here if you want to look at, you know, Tavalechem Bracha, B'Shabbos, there's this discussion. There's one svar, maybe we'll just pull out of the run, just because Menachem covered it, you mentioned it. The run mentions a svara, another chalek. Rashi's Peshad of Engel Kevas of Yehuda L'Tamei. So Tosus doesn't like this whole Peshad of Rashi at all. The Gemara doesn't mention Yehuda L'Tamei here. The Gemara mentions in the first Mishnah, the second parak, not in the second Mishnah. And then he asks, the Hasukha Rasui Bosh Asfin Bosh Agola Shimitu Teles, and yet it sounds like it's Kashu to Vihako by Agola all the time, by Svina, if it can withstand the wind of the yam. So if you hold that there's a problem of Engel Keva like Rashi, so why wouldn't you passel Rosh HaGola if you're not Goris Rosh HaGola? In other words, if you would not be Goris Rosh HaGola, not the way Tosis wants to say, put it into the Braisa. So can you create a difference between the Naidi of Mita and the Naidi of HaGola? That's what the Ram wants to suggest. In other words, maybe I mean, L'maisa Rashi is Goris Rosh HaGol, okay? So then it goes together. But if I would not have the Girsa Rosh HaGol, or if I don't want to accept Tosus Chiluk of Darka Bekach by Svina, so why would I view the Naidi of Mita as worse than the Naidi of the other two cases? So the Rans has the following svara. Hashem shiny, shekarka asuka nisha le'olam echad ba'atzmo. The naidi of agol, the naidi of svina, the karka doesn't change. What moves is everything. That could still be called keva. What's worse in the case of mita? If you move the mita, then you have new land, you have new floor. Then the whole sukkah is moving to a different karka. The karka has changed. Karkis Asuka Mishtana Fishu Karka Olam, therefore it's worth. Okay, anyway, you can look more there, right? But that's That's the beginning and the end. But let's get this is a sugya for itself. For in your neinu again, to understand again the machokas, the girsa, whether Rosh Hagolah should be in the Braisa, Rashi puts it in based on his far of Naidi. Tosis here is mefalpa, whether it should take it out or not. At the end, he defends, suggests something to defend Rashi. And as we noted yesterday, Dafka on Dafkav Gimel, he says, Shapi Goris Bebraisa, Rosh Hagolah. Yaakov was asking me, Nu, so Tosis is Soser himself. Here Tosis brings Rabbeinu Tam and the Rach to take it out. And Davzan on the days, here Tosis Chav Gimel puts it in. I was thinking, maybe not a problem. At the end of the day, Tosis does live with putting it in, no? At the end, he says, Kemosha Farish. So even though he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, what's the last word of Tosis? Does it belong? Does it not belong? What's the last word of Tosis? The last word is, okay, you could put it in. So Tosis says, Adav Chav Gimel, Shapi Garis. Not like Rabbeinu Tam. At the end of the day, where does Tosis leave us? Can you have it in the Bais? You could. Okay, so then it's not a spirit. Okay. Yeah, Ari.
How do you answer the first question that Tosis brought against Rashi? The first question out of the last two. Because before, right before the Va'ud Kashem.
What he wanted to say, the question is, why do you have to, because Tosis was initially saying that he wanted to take the litmus test of the Gemara by Svina and put into Agala. And that he didn't like, because he says, if you're already dealing the Naidi issue, then just say Naidi is itself the problem why it's not called Kevin. The Tosis of Rosh was bringing that issue in terms of maybe the being the ruach of the Rosh Hagolah being different than the Aretz, and he says that's not we don't make such a cheshmen. But Tosis was saying if you're already bringing in Naidi as the reason why it's a different ruach by the Rosh Hagolah because of the Naidi, so why work at it through the prism of the ruach of the Hagolah versus the ruach of the Aretz? You're talking about the factor called Naidi, so you know why it's called not called Kavah, it's called Arai because of Naidi. So the answer Rashi would say to that Kashi is in a Chanami. That's what Rashi does. It comes out that the two issues that appear together, that are Shani b'machogis of Gimel Rekiva, are two different reasons why you have an Arai Sukkah, not a Keva Sukkah. In one case because of the Naidi aspect, the other case because the wind of the Yam is going to turn it over and it won't withstand it.
Why so I just kind of separate. Why wouldn't it bring... How does the Gemara, how are you going to deal with the fact that the Gemara over there still only mentions...
The Gemara only explains, right. It means the Gemara took for granted the Machokas by Agala, and what that's about, and what the Machokas of Rai Kev is there. The Gemara has to set up by Svina, in what case is there going to be this Machokas? That's what we have to say. The Gemara took for granted the other case. And Tosis, where Rabbeinu Tam certainly is noted to say, no, Agala, no one has a problem of Naidi. And that doesn't bother us to lack in Keva. And the only issue is the machokas by Svina. Okay. Sorry, Eitan, and then Daniel. No, it's okay. You're first now.
No.
No, okay, Daniel.
Isn't there, can you say that there's a milo of talking about ruach, even for Angola, so that it could be shayach to Svina?
That's what Tosis initially wanted to say.
I'm saying, so how did that even change?
Because Tosis says, again, Tosis Rush says it, but just says, ain't svar. I think he may mean because just you simply don't do such a thing. You don't say, well, the ruach over here on our goal is this, and the ruach on ours is this.
But Tosis signaling doesn't struggle with it. He has a habit.
Right, Tosis says because of the Naidi aspect, so it's a different type of a ruach. No, if it's because of Naidi, says Tosis, so just make that the issue of why it's considered a rai in our keva, because it moves.
And so then when we don't consider that the issue, then... What's the next step
of
Tosis? Okay, and then...
So then Tosis, okay, and secondly, if the problem of Agala is because of Naidi, then use that problem for Svina, and to take that a step further, as Tosis Chav later in second paragraph says, and then it should be a problem even if it could withstand the Ruach of the Yam, because the Mice is moving. So then what are you telling me? The problem is limited to a case where it can withstand the Yabasha's Ruach and not the Yam's Ruach. Even if it can withstand the Yam's Ruach, it should be a problem because of Naidi. So Tosis says, yeah, but that I took care of. How do you take care of it? Because of Darka Bekach. Darka Bekach doesn't create a problem of Arai if it's Naidi, because it's Darka Bekach to be moving. But if it's not Darka Bekach, I don't know, and Agola is not Darka Bekach, I guess not the same way Svina is, right? I don't know. It's interesting. What's the darker lekach more by svina than agala? No. Also not 100% clear. No, I don't know. Let's go back. Yeah, Ethan.
Sorry, I don't understand exactly. How did we explain, if we asked the question about, like, what about a roof, like, any altitude?
I don't know. I think that, what would you say? In the case of a ruach, a sukkah on the roof, what should be the definition of the ruach it should withstand? The aretz or the gag? Assuming it's a different ruach, I think it would be, right? The higher altitude, the stronger the winds, right? I think so. What?
Rajakabiz says Yam is stronger because by the sea there's no mountains, it's higher up.
Okay, so, good, there you go. So what would you say? Sukkah Shabrosh Gag has to withstand Ruach Mitsuya of what? Of the Gag of the Arts? Okay. The Gag where it is. That's even if you're Dira Sarai. That's where you are. It's only if you understand Yam, that's when Dira Sarai would be Machshir if it could withstand the Ruach of the Arts. Okay, so then you can't plug in that litmus test to the case of God. Right? And so Rosh HaGala being higher is not gonna change anything.
What about a beachfront also? Say a beachfront house. So
wherever you are, that, again, I think it's only because the Sphina is like it's a word unto itself, it's in the middle of the ocean. You know, it's like, you know, that's, you know. Just otherwise it's just wherever you are, that's the ruach that you have to be able to measure it by. Okay. Acher Momrim. Okay, so now we have further down the list. So again, let's chazer the eight. What are the eight tanoim? Rebbe, Dalet al Dalet, right? Rav Yoshia, that fanos need to be made so. Three, Rav Yehuda, Smach Shemal Meyesrin. Four, Rav Shimon, that you need four walls. Five, Rav Gamliel, who passels Berosh Asfina, passels also Berosh Agala. Six, no, it's in your sleep, no? Six, Beis Shammai, who says you need Zayin al Zayin, you need Shulchanah. Seven, Rebbe Lezer, who says you do it commit Sarif without a gag, it's not good because it's not near a, it has to be near a kibayis, so can't be without a roof. Rebbe Lezer Posa. And the last of the eight, Acherim, what do they say? Sukkah, Keshovach, Psula, because for it to have a certain kain bayis quality, you have to have corners, it can't be round. Who are Acherim? Says Tosus. That's Rav Meir. That's what the Gemara says. In Horius, other places, Achim is Rav Meir. So, let's see. Achim Romrim, Sukkah Suya Keshovach Psua, the Sukkah Diras Kva Be'ina. That's the point. Has to have Ke'en Bais. Has to have Zavios. Has to have corners. Achim, Hainu Rav Meir. Fektos V'Sakasha. V'Hod Amar Rav Meir. L'Kama Anan Chesam Ebeiz Adaf Ahead. Shtei Sukkos Hayotzrim Zu Lefnim Ezu. You have potters have these two huts, and one is within the other, one is further deep inside where he's sort of uses almost like as living space, and the outer one is more for the selling of his pottery. So it says over there, Achitzona Sukka, Uptura Mina Mezuzah. What does it actually say? We have to see the Sugya, obviously, Bimkomo for itself, the ins and outs of the Sugya, but the words of the Gemara are, Amrav Levi Mishum Rav Meir, the second line on Chesam Beis. Amrav Levi Mishum Rav Meir. Shtei Sukkos Shel Yotzrim Zu Lefnim Mizu Apnimis Eina Sukka. Vas Bechayeves B'Mizuzah. The inner Sukka, the inner booth, cannot count as a Sukka because it's too much like a Bais. It's Sukka cannot be a Bais. So that he's living there. So Eina Sukka, that he lives there. The chayeves b'mezuzah for the same reason, because it's a bais, it's living quarters. V'achitzona, the outer booth, sukkah, counts as a sukkah, because he just used it more for the selling, and that therefore not a bais, it can count as a sukkah, and it was, and it's good, you don't need special halachas to how you make it, l'shem mitzvah, that's a shita v'shamay, we hold like Beis Hillel, as long as l'shem sale is good enough, so it can count as a sukkah, uptur min ha-mezuzah, because it's not really a bais. those are the words. Again, the details have to be explained in Komo. What is our problem here? The Chayra, by saying that the outer one counts as a sukkah, doesn't have the disqualification that it's considered a bayis and it's not a sukkah. He doesn't live there. He just uses it to sell, so it's considered a sukkah. And it goes on and says, Petura min hamezuzah. Sounds like the Shita of Rav Meir is that sukkah is not chayav mezuzah. Oh, wait a second. But Acherim are Rav Meir, and Acherim are in the list of Abaye, that hold sukkah diras. But kvabin. If you hold diras kvabin, and then chora, what should follow? That you chayav mezuzah, like the Gemara Yom Adaf Yud. Rav Yehuda, who holds diras kvabinan, is associated with the Shita that you chayav mezuzah. Sukkah is chayav mezuzah. So now we have the problem. Acherim are Rav Meir. Rav Meir has a case of a sukkah and he says, Patim and a mezuzah. Only a bias is chayiv. The inner one wouldn't be a sukkah, that'd be a bias. The outer one that's not a bias is a sukkah. The sukkah is Patim and a mezuzah. Wait a second. But sukkah should be chayiv and mezuzah because it's diras kva. The hadam are male kamanshte sukkah sayotzim zuf. The mezuzah itzon a sukkah. Uptum na mezuzah. So you have to say pshat. Bishar yemos hashana komar. It says Petum HaMezuzah means not during Sukkot. The rest of the year, it's not. You're not living there as a sukkah. So then it's not a bayis, and it's not Chayiv HaMezuzah al sukkah because it's not Sukkot. The Iu b'chag, but as far as during Sukkot is concerned, where this is now your diras keva for Sukkot, and if you hold diras keva, then a Chayiv HaMezuzah. Kima dekasov diras keva b'in Chayiv HaMezuzah kidem muchach perkamediyuma. Like the sugya there shows us, the mehai time machayv Rabbi Yehuda sukkah chag b'chag b'mezuzah. The Tosis connects the dots from sukkah daf yud that Rabbi Yehuda who holds diras kevas machayv b'mezuzah. So it should follow that acherim who are Rav Meir who hold diras keva should machayv sukkah b'mezuzah, but when during sukkahs. So this that it says in Rav Meir's brisa. That the chitzona is a sukkah p'tum mezuzah doesn't mean on sukkahs. It means the rest of the year. This is how Tosus has to learn it. Because otherwise, if you hold diras keva, there's no eitzah but to hold the chayav mezuzah. This is Shitas HaTosus. What does it appear from Rashi? Rashi over there, Dibar Masu v'chayeves b'mezuzah. Short Rashi. V'chayeves b'mezuzah. Or no, not that Rashi. Sorry. Patur min mezuzah. Go to Rashi's later. I mean, that Rashi also says la'olam. Chayeves b'mezuzah, Rashi says la'olam. And then patur min mezuzah la'olam. Right. So, I mean, I guess you could take two Rashi's together. What does la'olam mean? La'olam means kol hashana. Chayeves b'mezuzah la'olam. Patur min mezuzah la'olam. Delav dirahi. No, la'olam sounds like not only is it patur the rest of the year, it's patur sukkahs too.
Rashi speaks about what he does with it during
I know, but by saying la'olam, l'chor la'olam sounds like it's always pater. By saying la'olam, it's only the rest of the year, la'olam. Yeah?
But then Rashi gives a time.
That's what you're saying. It's true, but that's it. Right.
That's only when it's only la'olam, when it's not a dira. When it is a dira, that wouldn't be
pater. No, but that's correct. But that's because of for the rest of the year, Rashi has to give the reason. But by stating la'olam, Rashi is clearly not leaving you any wiggle room that there's a time that's chayiv. Otherwise, he should tell me, except sukkahs, you are chayiv. This is p'tur la'olam. Sounds like it's p'tur la'olam. Why should not be counting as a bias for the rest of for the whole year round, sukkahs and the rest of the year, for the reason he gives you. But by saying p'tur la'olam, it sounds like it's p'tur, even on sukkahs. So what's the pshat? So here we have to know what the Tosi Shanim in Yuma discusses. At the end of the piece, he ends up coming back to Tosis. But what l'chora should we be thinking here? We should be thinking about what we had in an earlier Tosis back, Dibar Maskel Kuas V'Ruhu, and this will open up the Inyan, I think, more with the Balamor and the Ramban. We'll have to really appreciate this more in a deeper way. But Tosis already noted, at the very outset, when Abaya mentions eight Tanoim who all hold this sheet of Diras Keva B'inan, Tosis says, let's not assume that they have to hold of each other. In other words, each one has is within the framework of Sukkah Diras Keva, but the particulars and the details could change and not to assume that everyone has to accept the applications of Diras Kava of the others. Namely, Tosus proved it. Tosus' proof was from the fact that Rebbe holds Diras Kava and he holds Sukkah is a minimum size of what? Dalit al Dalit Amis. And Beit Shammai is in the list, and his minimum size is Rosh Hashanah, which is Zayin Tefachim and Zayin Tefachim. No. So obviously they don't hold it each other because it's two different shiurim. So that indicates that ain shavim. No, once you have that, so l'chora we should have leeway to start thinking in terms of this kasha too, to defend Rashi and to answer Tosus kasha. So one application of Diras Keva is what the Gemara Numa says, Yehuda L'Tanei, who's Mechai B'Mezuzah. Okay, that could be. Rabbi Yehuda is Mechai B'Mezuzah based on Diras Keva. That have to mean Rav Meir was also in the list for Diras Keva, based on his disqualifying a sukkah that's round, has to also accept that application of Rabbi Yehuda of Mezuzah. That's what Tosi Yishonim has to say B'Toch HaDvarim. The Chora sounds plausible, right? But he doesn't like it. And this could be a Mahal for Rashi, right? So we have to understand what's really the issue. Let's see, how does he present it? Why doesn't he like it? Let's take a look. He has the same kash as Tosis. Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei the Omar Sukkah Diras Kva B'inan. The Im Tomar, Rab Meir Isri Sukkah Diras Kva B'inan, Gabi Kus V'ru Sukkah Diras Kva B'inan, Sukkah Dav Zayin. He means because Achayim is Rab Meir, right? Va'afilu hachi pata Sukkah Mimizuza Hasam Perakama Chesam Ibeitz, Gabi Zuluf Nimizu. Okay, so without saying too much, we know what he's asking. He doesn't give you all the details, but this is exactly the Tosus kasha. Yesh lomar, so the teretz he gives, the hasam b'shayim o sashana v'lo b'chag, whose teretz is that? Our Tosus. But then he says, maybe you answer differently. Avol ein lomar, this you can't say. The after of Meir matzrich diras keva, true, he's matzrich diras keva. That's why he disqualified sukkah without corners. Meaning the low boy diras keva kemo Rabbi Yehuda. Why should I want to say such a teretz, such an ein lomar? He now supports the logic of the ein lomar. Why would I want to say that? The al korche ku hanitanoi do hasam lo shabu b'diras keva. Because obviously, you look carefully at the list of the eight, you see they're not all together. Why the Rebbe tzarech Dalet Amos v'Shamai Rosh Rebu v'Shulchanu. In other words, going back to the earlier Tosfos, Ein Kulam Shavim. So the same way that you see Rebbe and Rebbe Shammai not in the same, not consistent with each other, so Rebbe Achirim, which is Rebbe Meir, should not have to be consistent with the Sheet of Rebbe Yehuda about Mezuzah. It could be Diras Keva in disqualifying the Sukkah without corners. But still, not enough Diras Keva, not Diras Keva, but Gabi Mezuzah. So why not say such a thing? Ein Loma, why not? Obviously, Tosus didn't hold this way. Tosus doesn't indicate why not. So Tosus Yishonim says, because as follows. The Hami Kol Malkam Ashkechan Rab Meir, Dematzvich Diras Keva Yoser Mehach. Now we have to look at the positioning of the eight. Rav Meir's Diras Keva is more of a Diras Keva than the others. Now, it doesn't mean where it is in the numbers, but let's what does it mean it's more of a Diras Keva? The Diras Keva Rav Meir is the most extreme of those who hold Diras Keva. How do I see that? Is it because it's eighth in the list? I don't know. I don't think that could be it. Why? Because Beit Shammai is after Rebbe, and he requires less in size. It doesn't mean because it's at the end of the list. We're not building up. Because of the following logic, as he says. The HaRebbe Yisrei Diras Keva Yosem Beis Shammai. Because again, let's look at the relationship between them. Rebbe is earlier, but Rebbe's requirement Diras Keva is a higher standard. He requires Dalet al Dalet Amos, more than Beis Shammai. The Matzlech B'Sukkah Dalet Amos Dalet Amos. The Inu HaMatzlech Hu El Rosh Hu V'Shulchan. Fine. But now listen, the Rabbi Yochanan Savar, this is the very next piece of Gemara that we'll get to. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, lo ki Rebbe, Dama Dalet Amos and Dalet Amos. The very next piece of Gemara, Rav Yochanan has a case of around Sukkah, and he tries to calculate how the circumference should be, how big it should be, in order to conform with the Shita of Rabbi of Dalet Amos and Dalet Amos. So Mitzad Echad, Rav Yochanan holds like Rabbi, Mitzad Sheni, he holds against Acherim. The Rav Yochanan Savala Kirabi Dama Dalet Amos and Dalet Amos, who makshe Sukkah Gula Kikivsha. Rav Meir posto Sukkah Gula. So what do you see? Vis-a-vis, you know, even if you tell me they're not equal with each other, but once you can start gleaning more carefully by seeing who seems to be more keva than who. So if Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi, and it's still machshir sukkah agula, like the next piece of Gemara, then if you hold sukkah agula is no good, right? Then you obviously are even more extreme than Rabbi Yochanan. So if you're that much into the camp of Diras Keva, then you certainly should hold that you're chayv mitzvah. Okay, is that convincing, compelling? This is a halacha of Diras Keva in terms of what? In terms of the shape, round versus square, how big? In terms of it's enough considered bias to be chayv mezuzah. Like, why is he so sure? Because Yochanan is not like Rav Meir, but like Rebbe. So if Rav Meir is even more extreme than Rav Yochanan, then he certainly should be at the point where we should say mezuzah. That's arbitrary. Why should we say that? Not clear what he's saying. Why is he so sure that mezuzah should be a function of that? And then he says, Bechav od. It doesn't seem like we should be machalik gabi that issue of mezuzah, gabi kevet. That should be, not everyone should accept that. Kedama reish perik ayashim v'aseim Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei damsukah diras kevet v'inan v'havi mita o arai v'ase arai v'vata o kevet. The Gemara we saw yesterday that Rabbi Yehuda is machshir to sleep under a mita b'sukah because mita is all arai and sukah is all kevet. And Rav Shimon, who says that you can't sleep under the mita, Rav Shimon Sabah, that osi ol arai vata ol keva. So he asks, what do you have to say? Rav Shimon argues and he says that you can use an ol arai and the vata ol keva. V'amai kamar hachi, leimer Rav Shimon Sabah, the sukkah lavi kokach ol keva. Just reduce the level of keva of sukkah for Rav Shimon. V'ena ol keva kimo Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda's ol keva is enough to mechai the mezuzah. So therefore, he says, "Lo asi ol arai bat ol keva." Rav Shimon puts the ol keva on a little lower notch. He might not be mechayev b'mezuzah, and therefore, for him, the ol arai could because the ol keva is not as high, not because asi ol arai bat the ol keva, because his keva is not as much keva. Alma shikun hin shavli in diras keva. So I want to know what this is about, Rabbi Osei. What is he trying to show from his rai that if you're in the camp of diras keva, you don't have as much wiggle room. That's what he's pushing here. You can't really go with Diras Keva and Patra from Mezuzah. Alma shekun in shumlin Diras Keva le'inyan shar dvarim kimo arai. V'hu adin li Mezuzah. Ki lama nachalik betchukim bedav she'in tzvichim. One make a new chiluk. Again, but you do realize Beis Shammai and Rebbe are not in agreement, right? So why can't I build a case from that to say that Rav Meir is not in agreement with Rabbi Yehuda about mezuzah? Like, why is he so stuck against doing this? What seems to be underneath all this? And Choreshitas Rashi would have to be this way. Rashi's mashma that the Torah mezuzah is all the time. So Rashi would be comfortable saying that you hold your as keva l'gabe wat, l'gabe can't be round, and still you put him in mezuzah. And he doesn't want to say ein lomer. What seems to be the machlokes? You may have to like really work at this. What could be the issue? So we don't know enough maybe to answer this, but that's why I want to bring you to the Balamor and the Ramban now, with the Rif. Chura, just the outline of it seems to have to do with this shita of the eight tanoim, the whole diras keva. Exactly what does that mean? And what does it mean that ain't cool and shoving? if you have something to say now, let's hear me well. Yeah. Tentative. Okay. Yeah.
Didn't you say that the dinim of Shavin, that it doesn't really apply to here because Mezuzah and the other dinim, when Tosa said that they're not Shavah, that meant that in order to make it Keva, those requirements are not Shavah, meaning that, you know, Dalet Amos or Shiva al Shiva, you know, something like that, that those dinim are not Shavah. In order to get to Keva, they all have different ways. But Mezuzah is not a way to get to Keva. It's once you have a Keva structure, now you're Chayv in Mezuzah. So everyone would hold that once you get to a Keva structure, if
hear
you
say
Keva,
a good Svara, a good Svara, and then what about Rashi? Now push back for Rashi. Rashi would seem to hold otherwise, yeah? So what does that depend on? Rashi says you can separate Bayis and Mezuzah from everything else. What could be the issue? Again, Chor Rashi has no answer. Rashi has to say, again, the Olam, you don't have to assume, even Rav Meir doesn't have to assume Yechayv and Mezuzah. And he doesn't think, he thinks, oh, if you can start playing with this, so then Rav Shimon could be Keva, less Keva. The answer is no! If they're Keva, then you're Keva. You're saying a svar that Mechayv Mezuzah is a function of the fact that you hold yours Keva. That can't be shown to be Machlokas. That's the given. Maybe the, you know. Okay, it's a good svar. What else? Ari?
What's wrong with that? I mean, two ways you could look at what Kulu, Spilu, said that there was Keva being really means. As in, when you say that they're in Shavin, it can mean two things. You mean in Shavin in that they require different levels of Keva. And therefore, even, you know, against the story we just stated,
yeah,
that even if you get, like, they do argue about how to get there, and they also argue about what you're at when you get there. Like, one requires a lower level Keva, one requires a higher level Keva, kind of like the...
Or
you could say that they aren't Shavin in the sense that they aren't Shavin, again, like, how to get there. But once you get there, there's just a label of Keva. You have the label of Keva, and that's really it. And then that would be Chayim Mezuzah Mimela.
I think it sounds like you're saying similar to Isaac.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a look at the Balamor, the Ramban. I mean, off of the Rif. Let's start with the Rif. This is already like we're going a little bit on a digression, but we're going to come back to Tosi Shana, whether today or Sunday, I don't know. But we're starting with the Rif. We're going to learn off the Rif with the Balamor and the Ramban, and then I think with that we can maybe return to revisit the Tosi Shana and the Rashi. So like, let's leave this sort of like on the side, okay? So we have to think about it. So we have eight Tanoim listed as part of what's called a Shita. Now, in Hilchos Pesach, the general approach is, and what the Rishonim assume, the Gaonim assume, is when you have this kind of lineup that's mentioned, this sugya and other sugyas, this one and that one and the other one, they all hold X. So the Rishonim, the Poskim, take that as a signal that they are the fringe. They're not in the mainstream. Ein halacha kishita. You have in Gemara such an expression. Ein halacha kishita. Shita always means that, like, that's not the way that we pask. They are of that approach. That's not how we hold. That's generally, as a rule, how we would want to assume. So then, if you look at Abaye's list, then we should say one by one, we don't hold like any of these. The halacha. Says the Rif. But there are two exceptions. And the reason why he picks these two exceptions out of the list is because he says, we'll go inside a second, the reason why we hold like those two shitas is not because we hold that diras keva, because there's other reasons that can explain those dinim, and that would be based on other sugyas that indicate another logic behind those halachas. In other words, ki'ilu there's a machokas ha-sugyas, Abaye is putting all of these Tanoim into one basket to hold Yeres Keva, but really, for two of these examples, one could have argued a different Svara to explain the Halach. What are the two examples that the Rif identifies of the list? The Din... Now, what are the two? What? Beit Shammai Rav Elezer. Beit Shammai that requires Rosh Harum v'Shulchano, and Rav Elezer that disqualifies commits Rif, which really becomes the Chachamim because the Gemara switches who holds what, and the later sugya, and we should go like the rabbit. And it's a different whoever it is that holds that way, it's not based on Diras Keva, it's based on something else. That's more or less the riff outside. Let's see it inside. Afagav, here my riff, they make it bold, okay? Easy to follow it. Afagav, the kaimolan, the kol ki hai gavna shitahi, the less hilchasa kichad minayu. That's what we would normally want to say. Hacha ika tarti minayu dilchasininu. There are two in the list that we follow halacha. Number one, chada. Osa sukasa kimin serif. So that's the case where you didn't have a gag. You have just coming to a point, to a head. The tfanos come to a head. There's no gag, or you lean against the wall. The kaimalan, now the Gemara says, who's pasul's Rav Elezer, and he's within the list of the shita. But we, so that, and then we shouldn't follow this halacha. But says the Rif, but really we hold that it's pasul, and the reason is the kaimalan masnisin yechidahi ubraisa ibchatanya. The Mishnah is a yechida, meaning the Mishnah that quotes the machlokas by assigning Rav Elezer as the Tana who disqualifies Kimin Srif, and the Chacham Mamachshir, that's a Tana Yechidah, that's Rav Nosson. If you looked at the Sugi Yutas, you know what I mean? The Gemara says that that's Rav Nosson's version of the Machlokes, that Rav Elezer is the one who passels, Neshe'en Lagad V'Chacham Machshirin, but really the others would hold, other Tanaim hold, that it was the other way around, that it was the Chachamim who passeled, and Rav Elezer, who was Machshir, says, and within that version, the ones who are Machshir, the ones who pass away, the Chacham, is based on a different logic. Masnisin de Kaimuran, Masnisin Yechidahi, Ubrais Ibchatanya, Rav Elezer, Machshir, Chacham, and Poskin, but still, again, so what do we gain with that? But Lamaisa, if the problem is based on, so you switch the Tana, but okay, you should hold like the Rabbi, but wait a second, Shita, still a Shita. So if you hold that took a diras adrai, not diras keva, so how come you passel? Let it be diras adrai. What's wrong? Says the riff. Oh, but the lav mishum de savi urban sukad diras kfabin, and that was the chachamim who are the rabbin who we should follow. It's not because they hold diras kfabin, because if that were the basis, then we should disqualify that shita. We hold diras adrai. It's not because of Diras Kabina. Ella Hainu time the Pasul Rabbanan the Sabi Shipuyo Halim Lavko Halim Damu. That's based on the Lashon HaGemara later on. That what? That Rachacham hold that if you that the Ohel doesn't have a gag, it's not called an Ohel. Rav Elezer Sabi Shipuyo Halim Ko Halim Damu. A new slurry that gets introduced here. Can it count as a sukkah or not if there's no gag? Not about Diras Kaba Diras Sarai at all. About whether I can count this as an ohel. Obviously, what that obviously implies is that a sukkah is an ohel. We'll have to see more about that inyan as the sugyas that come up. But that's a davar barur, that sukkah creates a notion called ohel. Sukkah is the schach is mahil on what's underneath, and it has to have a status of an ohel. And if you don't view something as an ohel because it ain't no gag, then it can't count as an ohel, so it can't count as a sukkah. In terms of diras arai, diras keva, it could really be, we could really hold sukkah diras arai be'ina. But maisa, it's not an ohel. It's not an ohel, it's not a sukkah. So again, we hold that kamin srif is no good, not because diras keva, but because of this new svara, and because we all like the rabbi, it's a chacham who hold that pasul. That's why we end up taking one of the examples in the list and pulling it out and saying we do hold like a halacha like this Tana. In this case, it's not Rav Elezer, it's the Chachamim, but not based on the logic of Abaye. In other words, what does Rif say? Abaye weren't shot in the soul of Tzrif one way, based on Diras Keva, and he attributed to Rav Elezer. We weren't shot in the Manda Amad Apostles, not because Diras Keva, but because of Shapiro Lalim is Lavka Halim Dami, it's not Kodan Olam. That's one. Yeah?
Now we're saying that Rebbe Lezer does not hold Diras Kavabayna.
Now we're saying as follows. We're really doing two things that deviate from the way Abaye quoted it. Abaye quotes a Tana who holds Diras Kavah as you can see from the fact that he passes Sukkah Kemitzvah. Abai identifies the Tanna as Rav Elezer and attributes the reason to Diras Keva. Says the Rif. Since the sugya later on shows that the Mishnah that says Rav Elezer posel is lefi a Tanna Rav Nassan, but really other Tanaim hold that it was the other way around, that Rav Elezer was the one who was Machshir. So it's not Rav Elezer at all who is passing, it's a Chamor or passing, and we should follow the Rabbin. But the second thing that changes from Abaye is that the reason for the one who passes, whoever it might be, is not because of Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan, we are really Sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan, but the problem lies in something else.
So now we have no proof to say that Rav Elezer is Diras Keva Be'inan.
Right. But Abaye would still say that whoever it is that passes seems to be based on Diras Keva. Abaye pointed to Rav Elezer. But that's the Rif. Whoever it is, this halacha of Kmitzrif, that within Abaye's understanding would have meant that we should disregard this halacha because we hold Diras Arai. The Shita says we can't hold against halacha because we're not going to box it into the Shita. We're going to have a different understanding of why it's possible. Shipur al-Halim is Lav Kolam Dam. That's one example. Second example, the Idach, and this is what we once did, so it's a little chazar for most of you. The Idach, the other one in the list that we can hold, even though it seems to be part of a Shita, but we can hold this way, Misha Yeroshu B'Sukkah V'Shulchan Toch Abayis, the case that Abaye listed, which is Beis Shammai, who holds Diras Keva because you need the Shir of the Sukkah has to contain Shulchano, the Kaimalan Del Chesabahaki Beis Shammai. Again, where's our direction to Paskin like Beis Shammai? Because elsewhere we see the Gemara says a Dav Gimel, Halacha Kibbeth Shavi, but Otazuz Mina, Dav Gimel, Otazuz Mina. Just like he had in the first case, he had an illustration of the Gemara, your test, that the Rabbim are the ones who hold it's possible to commit Srib, so we can follow that Gemara, and then go with a different reason than Abaye. So too over here. What the Rif seems to be saying, at least as understood by the Ramban, is that there's Machlokes Hasugis, Benogea, what Beis Shammai said and why he said it. So Beis Shammai is pinning down Beis Shammai as the Manda Omar Sukkah Diras Kvar Be'inan, which would tell us not to hold like Beis Shammai. But we have another sugya that says Halacha Ki Beis Shammai. And the reason that we can go like Beis Shammai is because we're not dealing with Diras Kevah Diras Arai. It's a whole different notion as it continues here. The Kaimon Hilchas Sabah Ki Beis Shammai V'lav Tamayu De Beis Shammai Mishum De Be'inan Diras Kvar Elatay Mayu Mishum De Gazvin Hashem Yimashach HaShulchan. In other words, Beis Shammai's reason is a very different reason than what Abaye thought. Again, this is where the Ramban explains it. Abaye learned up that Beis Shammai's Shita is based on Diras Kva. According to Abaye, it would seem, Beis Shammai only argued about what type of a sukkah. What type of a sukkah? Sukkah, one more word. Sukkah? According to Abaye. Sukkah Ketan. But the Gemara, Daf Gimel explains, based on the Diyukim of the Mishnah, that the machlokis is not only b'sukkah ketana, but also sukkah gedola. And by sukkah gedola, as Igmar explains, what's the issue based on? Shem Yimashich says the Rif. If that's what's going on by sukkah gedola, then that's what's also going on by sukkah ketana, as the Rif says later on in the second parak, the chad taima ninu. That's the Rif over here too. In other words, a machlokis asugis. Abaye is putting Beis Shammai into a box of the shita of Diras Kvar Be'inan, but we have other Gemaras that give us big different perspectives of Beis Shammai. And the machlokis of Beis Shammai, which apparently is Bein B'sukkah Gedola, Tana Bein B'sukkah Gedola, based on Shammai Yimashach, is a gzeira you might be drawn after your shulchan. And therefore, that gzeira is relevant by Sukkah Ketana as well, and therefore we're free to pass King of Beis Shammai because we are no longer subscribing to Abaye's take on Beis Shammai's Shita. So this is what the Rif says. This is the Rif's takeaway from the sugya. That it's true there's a Shita, and there are eight Tanoim, and Abaye puts all these positions within the framework of Sukkah Diras Kvar Be'inan, which would suggest that we shouldn't accept any one of them, because they're a Shita, after all, and we hold them for Sukkah Diras Arai. Says the Rif, two out of the eight, we can accept the halacha because we have other sugyas that shed light on those issues that enlighten us to understand that the basis for those halachas are not what Abaye thought, but other svaras. Kimitzrif is pasul because it's after the Chacham who hold that way, and it's because of Chippur Ha'olim Rav Ka'olam Dami, you need an Ohel to be a Sukkah. And Beis Shammai, because it's based on Shammai Yimashech, which is why it's Machokis by Sukkah Gdola as well, and it's one issue by both Sukkah Tan and Sukkah Gdola, and has nothing to do with Sukkah Diras Kva Be'inan, so La'olam we hold Sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan, but two out of these Tanoim, we can accept the Halacha based on different terms than Abai. Ad Kan Deriv. I hate to leave anybody hanging. We'll do a bit of Chumash. But L'maisa, the Baal Mor and the Ramban are going to spar about certain aspects of the Riff. We're going to get at both of these in Yanim. But separate from the nitty-gritty, two things to think about. That want to like zero in, because then we'll come back to Tosis Yishanim. At the end of the day, when you see much of the Baal Mor and the Ramban, there's a line or two to pull out of each of them that speaks to the question of that these eight Tanoim are not exactly agreeing with each other. The Baal Mor says it one way, the Ramban says it too, but in a different way. I want you to pick up on that. The Baal Mor is right; it's easier to find. The Ramban, it's a little further. I don't know how far you went in the Ramban, but you have to go toward the end of the piece, where he also acknowledges, you know, it's not just the paragraph that I gave you, Masha Kassav. You have to go further. Don't worry about all the examples of Shita that he deals with, but that you can quickly go through. But after that, he comes back to the point that they didn't say Davar Echad, they may disagree with each other, but Lamaisa, he says words that sound similar to the Baal Mor, but I think are a different angle. The biggest proof is because, again, for the Ramban, they all hold Diras Kva Be'inan Ein Halacha Kishita. And the Baal Mor seems to say, Ein Halacha Kishita, but here and there there are exceptions. Here and there there are exceptions. So that's something I think could be very relevant back to the Tosas Yishanim and Rashi, and enough to see about continuing on in this sugya. Questions, Chevra? Yeah, Eitan.
I don't know.
There's something very simple.
The Sukkah Gitanah
in the Gemara on Beit, it's not relevant. Yeah, that's relevant. Because the Machlokas is also a Sukkah Gedola, therefore it shows us that even Sukkah Gitanah is not two different issues that they happen to be arguing about. Go over the notes to Dr. Gibbon. Okay, we went through this. It's one Machlokas that applies in both cases. Abaye apparently is what the Ramban learns in the Rif. Abaye thought that the Machokis is only by Sukkah Ketana, and Beis Shammai is based on Diras Kva. But when we look at the Sukkah Dav Gimel, we see that Beis Shammai has another place that he argues on Beis Hillel in Sukkah Gedola, and that's based on Shammai Yimashich. So it's a Rif. That must be the issue in both cases. Comes out with suddenly parting ways with Abaye. And Beis Shammai is not based on Diras Kva at all, and therefore we can pass it like Beis Shammai. In both cases.
Can you explain one more time what the Klal of Ein Halacha Kishita is one more time?
Ein Halacha Kishita is the notion that if in the Gemara you find, the Gemara will say this Tana, that Tana, the other Tana, and the Gemara has a list, all hold this principle. So that's a way of communicating that we don't pass the Halacha like any of them. The Gemara is like saying they're in a line by themselves, and that's not the mainstream. They're a fringe position. So that means that Hilchos Pesach should dictate that we should not follow the halacha, any of these shitas. Says they're correct, but if I can find other sugyas by two of the examples that show me that the logic of these positions are not the principle that's stated over here, then I can go with those sugyas and passing like those halachas. And then the Baal Mor is going to assume that even with halacha kishita, there are ways to sometimes take two. If the Gemara paskins like one or two different, then that we go with that. And the Ramban wants to defend the Rif's perspective, that Ein Halacha Kishita, and yet he also has to work out why the Rif said what he says, and he has to acknowledge the fact that there obviously are differences between them.